Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Federal appeals panel upheld the law requiring TikTok to be sold to a U.S.-approved owner or be shut down.
TikTok says it will look to the Supreme Court. A big question is where President-elect Trump now stands. In his first term, Trump called for a ban on TikTok, and his incoming FCC chair has long advocated for that. But in this last campaign, Trump suggested he would save the app. The law upheld by the appeals court requires a sale by January 19th, allowing for a one-time presidential waiver based on active steps to divest.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The FBI says it's assisting New York police in this week's murder of UnitedHealthcare chief exec Brian Thompson. Police say the assassin hopped the bus out of New York after the killing. A source tells ABC News President-elect Trump called President Biden over the holiday to wish him happy Thanksgiving, their first chat since Trump visited the White House after winning the election. This is ABC News. A Just Say No proposal in Texas has Republicans in that state split. ABC's Jim Ryan tells the tale.
While a growing number of states legalize recreational marijuana, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has made banning all consumable THC in Texas a legislative priority. Some of his fellow Republicans can't support that.
If it'll help a toothache, I'm for it.
Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller favors expanding access to medical marijuana.
Anything that will relieve pain or suffering for somebody, we just need to open it up to everybody.
But the Lieutenant Governor is priming the legislature for a clampdown on THC. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Talk about a blast from the past. 20 years after The Simple Life, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have reunited for a new three-part special. In Paris and Nicole, the encore, they're putting on an opera. They also recreate some of their Simple Life moments and revisit Arkansas. The episode starts streaming on Peacock next week. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a very quiet weather pattern will continue for our area, basically right into the middle of this upcoming week. Now, we are tracking a band of snow this morning running from northeast Minnesota through upper Michigan over toward northern lower Michigan. It's just clipping into places like northern Marinette County, northern Door County in Wisconsin, but it should not affect us. Meanwhile, the southwest wind flow pulling in warmer temperatures today, we could actually have readings 10 to 15 degrees above normal. It will stay mild right into Sunday and Monday, then some colder air will gradually build in. Now, there was a weak front passing through the region Sunday afternoon and Sunday night, at least bringing us a small chance of a little drizzle. The better chance of rain will stay in parts of north and east Wisconsin. And then as that colder air comes in toward Tuesday and Wednesday, a few flurries could swirl across the region. But overall, very little precipitation in sight. After the cold snap for midweek, we'll see some warmer temperatures build in by next weekend. That forecast for today, cloud cover mixing with some sun patches at times. Mild and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Southwesterly wind 10 to 16. Passing clouds tonight, low at 29. Tomorrow, clouds thickening. Warm again with a slight chance of drizzle by evening. High in the mid-40s. Wind south to southeast at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy with patchy fog and drizzle possible. Low 33. For Monday, variably cloudy, breezy, and still fairly mild. High close to 42. Heading into Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy and colder. A few flurries are possible. Low 21 with a high of 28. Wednesday, variably cloudy, colder yet. Maybe some flurries here and there. Low 15, high 21. Thursday, partly cloudy and brisk. Low of 8, high of 19. Friday, partly sunny and warmer. High 36. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's 24 degrees, following our low so far of 23, and our high yesterday was 34. The record high in 1961, 54. The record low, 15 below zero in 1871. 1 year ago, 52 the high, 29 the low. Sunrise this morning, 7:20. Sunset today, 4:26. And your Sunday sunrise tomorrow at 7:21. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.91. No precipitation to report yesterday or today. And we have a northwest wind about 3 miles per hour. The high yesterday, 34. The morning low so far, 23. Currently, we have cloudy skies, and we're at 24 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. It was a girls and boys high school basketball doubleheader from Milwaukee on the radio yesterday. With more, here's Phil Nee.
Baraboo won both games that were played at the Fiserv Forum Prep Basketball Classic on Friday in Milwaukee. The Richland Center boys lost to the Thunderbirds 55-46, and in the second game, the Hornet girls fell 48-30. The boys played first. The Thunderbirds had a 29-20 advantage at halftime and never trailed. Although the Hornets stayed within striking distance, Richland Center trimmed the lead to 6 points with 3 minutes left to play before Baraboo scored enough from the line to keep ahead and eventually win by 9. The Hornet boys were led by Liam Fingerson, who had 12. Trayton Shep had 9. Brady Dosh and Wes Bosworth both added 7 points. Garrison Weiss, 6. Jaden Shep, 3. Kaizen Schwitzenberg and Abe Bosworth each scored 2 points. Richland Center was 10 of 22 from the line and made 4 3-point baskets. Baraboo was led by Bear Lefevre with 12. Isaiah Romano Thompson scored 11. And Alex Hannigan with 10. The Thunderbirds made 6 threes. Lefevre had 4 of them, and they went 17 for 25 from the line. Baraboo is now 1-1. Richland Center is 1-2, and they will play at Wisconsin Heights on Monday night. The Hornet girls trailed 11-2 at the start of the game, but were only down 20-19 yesterday at halftime. Baraboo pulled away from a 26-25 lead with a 17-0 run. Richland Center fell to 0-6 on the season, while the Thunderbirds improved to 1-2. Richland Center was led in scoring by senior Carly Meaden with 9. Ella Weiss and Jory Schultz both added 6 points. Addie Board with 4. J.C. Gander added a 3-point basket, and Kylie Burns had 2 points. The Hornets were 6 for 13 from the line. Baraboo is paced in scoring by Taylor Spurl with 12 and Sabrina Hartman, who added 10. The Thunderbirds made 8 three-point baskets, and they shot 2 for 10 from the free throw line. Following the 48-30 loss to Baraboo, the Richland Center girls will host Riverdale on Tuesday night for another non-conference tune-up. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. In other boys' high school games from last night, it was DeSoto over Weston 48-32, Lafarge down New Lisbon 51-31, Potosi 68, Belmont 43, Reedsburg a 71-63 win against Toma, Wisconsin Dells 76, Ripon 52, Sparta over Mauston 78-57, and Gale Electric Trempealeau picked up the big win against Bangor, 84-42. Girls finals, Ithaca, a nice win over Seneca, 58-36. River Valley won over Dodgeville, 64-34. Riverdale, a 74-68 win against Fenimore. Platteville, 62. Lancaster, 37. Highland, a 54-25 victory over Judah. Darlington beat Boscobel, 57-30. Iowa Grant, 47. Southwestern, 41. Black River Falls, a 46-39 win against Viroqua. Arcadia 60, Westby 39, cashed in a 45-43 win against Hillsboro. Cuba City 51, Mineral Point 40, Royal 48-30 over Wanewoc Center. Waseca Steuben picked up a win over North Crawford 64-32. Argyle Pecatonica, a 75-47 girls win against Potosi Cassville. Bangor 63, New Lisbon 23, Mount Horeb 60, Reedsburg 31, and Barneville a huge win over Benton 86-19.
Clarence the Angel from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, hello.
You got your wings, but you stayed on Earth.
There's so much need.
How?
Mostly I help with lost passwords.
And we can see you this weekend in Spring Green.
River Valley Players presents It's a Wonderful Life at the Guard Theater.
Live is an old-time radio show. Tickets and information?
RiverValleyPlayers.org.
We'll see you get your wings all over again.
Yup.
How do you like them?
Heavenly.
Oh, you...
Well...
I thought they'd be bigger.
Yeah, I had a little work done.
It's a Wonderful Life, live this week, RiverValleyPlayers.org.
For today, clouds mixing with patchy sun, mild and breezy, 45. Passing clouds tonight will drop down to 29. On Sunday, clouds thickening, warm again, a slight chance of drizzle by evening, 45. Sunday night, cloudy, patchy fog and drizzle possible, down to 33. Monday, variably cloudy, breezy, still fairly mild, 42. Tuesday, boy, we cool down, partly to mostly cloudy, a few flurries, 28. 21 on Wednesday, partly cloudy, very cold Thursday with a high of just 19.
Gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Over evening, merry from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim.
You'll hear voices by starlight.
Oh, golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas.
Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Part of your weekend wake up, shame about that. 617, we're up to 25. That following our low so far of 23. Good morning.
For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Frasier, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic Blue and White Spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
Ladies, what are you getting for the men in your life for Christmas? This is Jamie at J.G. Welsh Jewelers in Richland Center. We now have more men's jewelry than ever. My favorite, Glock watches. The name says it all. Quality. Your man will understand when he hears the word Glock. Or maybe your guy wants to wear an American flag dog tag necklace. We have lots of options. We can even personalize it with his nickname or whatever. Maybe your man is a gold stacker and would appreciate one of our estate gold pocket watches. J.G. Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, your new go-to store for guy gifts.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The Family Thrift Shop is sending a big thank you to all the volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop such a success. Stock up on fall decorations and everything you need to set a beautiful holiday table. Follow them on Facebook for updates, silent auctions, and more. Donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Located at 120 South Main Street. Your shopping and donations stay local, supporting nonprofits right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes, delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
Slang, cold love, I just can't handle it. This thing, cold love, I must get rid of it. Ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Well, this thing, cold love, it cries and cries all night. It sweats, it jives, it shakes all over like a jellyfish.
Get on that track, take a back seat, hitchhike, to take a little long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love. I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must get around to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. 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 Crazy little thing called love.
For your weekend wake up, Mr. Dwight Yoakam, great remake right there. As we move to 6:30, we will have news, weather, and sports. You can always check us out on Facebook at facebook.com, WRCO/WRCOAMFM. Yeah, find us, check it out, stop by, and say good morning, y'all. Here's Kenny Rogers with the Coward of the County. It's part of your weekend wake-up from WRCOFM and WRCO.com.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. It never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the barroom, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes
to fight when you were a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 6:30 and 25 degrees. This news update is brought to you by Computer Connections. Why Connect Wireless? Bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. Clouds mixing with sun. We're looking for a high today in the middle 40s. News is on the way next.
Why Connect Wireless is all about big carrier coverage, minus the big carrier headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, Y-Connect Wireless gives you the reliability and speed you need. Backed by a local team you can trust. It's the 5G mobile network you deserve, with amazing customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless, keeping you connected with ease.
From the WRCO-FM newsroom, I'm Adam Haas. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff today in honor of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 Americans who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led the United States declaring war on Japan the next day and entering into World War II. The governor also proclaimed today as Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Medicare patients wishing to make a change to their coverage are reminded that today is the final day to make changes. Medicare open enrollment is underway and will close today. Medicare coverage is not a one-size-fits-all situation. Your plan should fit your needs. If you're having issues or concerns, visit Medicare.gov. More than a dozen people were arrested after a protest at a University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting. UW-Madison police say around 50 protesters disrupted the meeting at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday at the Gordon Dining and Event Center, and 19 in total were arrested and released. According to UW police, student affairs staff and police officers warned the group to stop, but they refused and continued the disruption. Officers eventually cleared the group from the room so the meeting could continue. The protest included pro-Palestinian student groups from UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee. The disruption lasted around 15 minutes. The Associated Press has learned that the Federal Bureau of Prisons is permanently closing its women's prison in California and will idle six facilities in a sweeping realignment after years of abuse, decay, and mismanagement. The agency informed employees and Congress on Thursday that it plans to shutter the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California. In addition to closing the FCI Dublin building, the Bureau of Prisons is closing its minimum security prison camps in Pensacola, Florida, Duluth, Minnesota, and Morgantown, West Virginia. It's also suspending operations at minimum security satellite camps that are adjacent to federal prisons in Oxford, Wisconsin, Littleton, Colorado, and Loretto, Pennsylvania. The closures come amid an AP investigation that has uncovered deep, previously unreported flaws within the Bureau of Prisons. Before you start sending off holiday donations, be sure you're not handing your money to scammers. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says there are criminals who try to pose as legitimate charities. That includes fake websites, fake emails, and spoofing their phone calls to look like they're from the charity that they're faking. If you're worried about a source of a charity and if they are using that money the way they say they are, you can check the Better Business Bureau's charity database at give.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the implementation of a new program to manage the brook trout population in the state of Wisconsin. According to a press release, Wisconsin's cold water streams are a perfect habitat for the fish, but warming temperatures could threaten them over the coming years. Through the Brook Trout Reserves program, DNR officials are encouraging residents to enroll their property in the Stream Bank Easement Program. Plant trees along streams to keep them cool and join their local conservation group.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. It's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
For today, clouds mixing with patchy sun, mild and breezy, 45. Passing clouds tonight will drop down to 29. On Sunday, clouds thickening, warm again, a slight chance of drizzle by evening, 45. Sunday night, cloudy, patchy fog and drizzle possible, down to 33. Monday, variably cloudy, breezy, still fairly mild, 42. Tuesday, boy, we cool down, partly to mostly cloudy, a few flurries, 28. 21 on Wednesday, partly cloudy, very cold Thursday with a high of just 19.
Get ready for the holiday season with some good old country music at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th, starting at 2, doors open at 1, at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Join us for an afternoon of festive fun.
Christmas time's coming.
Get into the holiday spirit with live music, great company, and plenty of cheer. Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or RCPAC.org. Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock in Richland Center.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports brought to you today by Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and the guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate, sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you are looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. It was a girls and boys high school basketball doubleheader from Milwaukee on the radio yesterday. With more, here's Phil Nee.
Baraboo won both games that were played at the Fiserv Forum Prep Basketball Classic on Friday in Milwaukee. The Richland Center boys lost to the Thunderbirds 55-46, and in the second game, the Hornet girls fell 48-30. The boys played first. The Thunderbirds had a 29-20 advantage at halftime and never trailed, although the Hornets stayed within striking distance. Richland Center trimmed the lead to 6 points with 3 minutes left to play before Baraboo scored enough from the line to keep ahead and eventually win by 9. The Hornet boys were led by Liam Fingerson, who had 12. Trayton Shep had 9. Brady Dosh and Wes Bosworth both added 7 points. Garrison Weiss, 6. Jaden Shep, 3. Kaizen Schwitzenberg and Abe Bosworth each scored 2 points. Richland Center was 10 of 22 from the line and made 4 3-point baskets. Baraboo was led by Bear Lefever with 12. Isaiah Romano Thompson scored 11, and Alex Hannigan with 10. The Thunderbirds made 6 threes. Lefever had 4 of them, and they went 17 for 25 from the line. Baraboo is now 1-1. Richland Center is 1-2, and they will play at Wisconsin Heights on Monday night.
The Hornet girls trailed 11-2 at the start of the game, but were only down 20-19 yesterday at halftime. Baraboo pulled away from a 26-25 lead with a 17-0 run. Richland Center fell to 0-6 on the season, while the Thunderbirds improved to 1-2. Richland Center was led in scoring by senior Carly Meaden with 9. Ella Weiss and Jory Schultz both added 6 points. Addie Board with 4. J.C. Gander added a 3-point basket, and Kylie Burns had 2 points. The Hornets were 6-for-13 from the line. Baraboo is paced in scoring by Taylor Spurl with 12 and Sabrina Hartman, who added 10. The Thunderbirds made 8 3-point baskets, and they shot 2-for-10 from the free throw line. Following the 48-30 loss to Baraboo, the Richland Center girls will host Riverdale on Tuesday night for another non-conference tune-up. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. In other boys' high school games from last night, it was DeSoto over Weston 48-32, Lafarge down New Lisbon 51-31, Potosi 68, Belmont 43, Reedsburg a 71-63 win against Toma, Wisconsin Dells 76, Ripon 52, Sparta over Mauston 78-57, and Gay Electric Trempolo picked up the big win against Bangor, 84-42. Girls finals, Ithaca, a nice win over Seneca, 58-36. River Valley won over Dodgeville, 64-34. Riverdale, a 74-68 win against Fenimore. Platteville, 62. Lancaster, 37. Highland, a 54-25 victory over Judah. Darlington beat Boscobel, 57-30. Iowa Grant, 47. Southwestern, 41. Black River Falls, a 46-39 win against Viroqua. Arcadia 60, Westby 39, cashed in a 45-43 win against Hillsboro. Cuba City 51, Mineral Point 40, Royal 48-30 over Wanewoc Center. Waseca Steuben picked up a win over North Crawford 64-32. Argyle Pecatonica, a 75-47 girls win against Potosi Cassville. Bangor 63, New Lisbon 23, Mount Horeb 60, Reedsburg 31, and Barneville a huge win over Benton 86-19.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
This is Adam.
Hi, I'm Carlene.
And I'm Jada.
Merry Christmas from our family to yours.
There is boy child. Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Of course.
the world was aglow. All the bells rang out, there were tears of joy and laughter. People shouted, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace. Tears of joy and laughter, people shouted, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace.
Oh my Lord, you sent your son to save us. Oh my Lord, your very self you gave us. Oh my Lord, that sin may not enslave us and love may reign once more. Oh my Lord,
let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
It's magic and memories,
magic and
wonders and wishes,
wonders
and when it touches
wishes,
your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Many proclaim that Christmas is a mockery, a sham that celebrates peace in the very heart of war. They say we who celebrate it are hypocritical. It is easy to point at and criticize others, harder to search out the true meaning of what is being celebrated. The actual translation of peace on earth, goodwill to men, found in the Christmas story in the Bible, is peace on earth to men of goodwill. Peace, as history tells us, is not universal. The peace of Christmas is individually gathered. The peace of the single soul, though war seeks to devour the world, is the peace that far surpasses understanding. If we look to others to produce what we think we are owed, then we bark at the moon. Peace begins with each of us individually looking to ourselves as the fulfillment to benefit others. Christmas calls us to do that, not complaining about what others are doing or not doing to our world, but what we ourselves are doing to make peace real. That is the true song of Christmas. I'm Gip Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
A favorite moment, a treasured memory, a simple tradition, a family's love. We wish these blessings to you, our families, friends, and supporters, this Christmas, from the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Prices are crazy. Everything costs more. Except one thing, diamonds. Diamonds are the one thing that have come down in the world when everything else is going up. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and guys, I've got more diamonds in the showcases than you would expect in a small town jewelry store. Necklaces, rings, earrings, anniversary rings, and probably some other stuff. My staff and I are here until Christmas Eve to help you stuff that stocking better than ever this year. Natural diamonds, lab diamonds, big diamonds, little diamonds, new diamonds, estate diamonds. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, filled with affordable diamonds.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Can't never get enough.
of a brand new meaning, bound by a higher power than I've ever known before. Safe in your faithful arms I'm leaning. Once I was lost, but now I'm found forevermore. And I am moved by the Spirit. I am here to testify. Sky above, the kind that your soul just can't ever get enough. I found that amen, and amen, and amen kind of love. We are moved by the Spirit. We are here to testify. We found that amen kind of love, the kind that makes you fall down on your knees and reach for the sky above.
Great big happy good morning to you. Thanks to Nan and Marge and Annette and everyone for joining us on the Weekend Wake Up.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
This Christmas, give the gift that means the most, your time. Whether it's baking cookies with the kids, calling an old friend, or just sitting together by the fire, these are the moments that become treasured memories. Let's slow down and savor the season.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
There's no place like home for the holidays. Whether it's where you live or the people who make you feel loved, this Christmas, let's celebrate the feeling of belonging and the memories that make a house a home. Merry Christmas from our hearts to yours.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral.